there's a concept when we're talking about Hilchos Brachos. This is referred to as Iker and Tefil. And instead of making two brachas, we're eating two items. Instead of making two brachas, we only make one bracha, because one is considered the Iker and one is considered a Tefil to the Iker. We usually think incorrectly that the concept of Iker and Tefil applies specifically to an area where you have a mixture of two items together. You're having a fruit cocktail, and there's some pieces of something which is a dhamma, and it's a pineapple, and there's some pears in it. So what bracha do you make? And that is true. That is a case where the question of Iker and Tefil does apply. But actually, the concept of Iker and Tefil applies to why in the world don't we make a bracha when you spread your margarine on your cracker? You put your cream cheese on your cracker. Why don't we make a bracha on the cream cheese and a bracha on the cracker? It's the same question. You're putting tuna fish on top of a cracker. Why don't we make a bracha on the tuna and make a bracha on the cracker also? So basically, in halacha, there are three areas where we find the concept of Iker and Tefil. One of them is a case where the second food is totally bottled to the first one. It's not there for flavor at all. Its function is totally because of the chil of the first one. The example which is given in the Mishnah, a person eats something which is a maluach. It's very salty, and he realizes afterwards it's very salty, and he needs something to get the flavor out. So he takes a piece of bread afterwards to wash out that salty flavor from his mouth. So the eating of the bread is only there because of the first achila. That's all it is. It's not there to enhance anything. It's just there to address the first achila. So that is considered a case of Iker and Tefil. To the extent that even though you're eating the Tefil not together with the Iker at all, eating the Tefil totally afterwards, all by itself, its bracha is covered by the first bracha. That's one type of Iker and Tefil. The second example of Iker and Tefil was the example we gave of the tuna fish with the cracker, or the example, the cream cheese on the cracker, but the cream cheese is there to enhance the flavor of the cracker. So one is coming to enhance and add a flavor to the other one. So again, it's considered a Tefil in that sense. The third example is where you're eating two distinct items, but you're eating them together, as the example of the fruit cocktail. Actually, some person said the example of the tuna on the cracker. I want to correct myself. Would be an example of also that. You're eating tuna, you're eating a cracker, but you're eating them together. What are the halachas? So those are the three areas of Iker and Tefil. I'm going to talk about each one of them, the halachas, the next coming days. Have a good morning.